Good morning. This is Krista Case Bryant, editor of the Christian Science Monitor. I have a really special message to share from my colleague, Casey Fetty. Today, we're excited to announce the release of our app, as requested by many of you. It honors our commitment to our mission, our roots as a 118-year-old news organization, and our new ways of working to bring you stories that matter. The app makes it easier than ever to access the Monitor journalism you love and depend on. You can customize it to notify you about news briefs, a new article from your favorite journalist, or a topic or region that interests you. And yes, it has dark mode for early morning and late into the night reading. Dear readers, this app is for you. Download it and let us know what you think. Your feedback will help us keep Monitor journalism and our products relevant and useful. The app will be appearing in the Apple App Store and Google Play today. If you don't see it right away, check back later. It's Thursday, February 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. NATO announced it is launching a new mission to beef up security in the Arctic, as Secretary General Mark Rutte warned that the Russians and the Chinese are becoming more active in the region. Some analysts say the mission, dubbed Arctic Sentry, is an effort to head off tensions between the United States and the alliance, which heightened last month after the Trump administration declined to rule out military force to acquire Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark. The Federal Aviation Administration lifted a 10-day closure of the airspace over El Paso, Texas, sowing confusion over the reason for the brief stoppage. Officials cited Mexican cartel drones breaching U.S. airspace and Defense Department efforts to disable them, while another source told the New York Times that a nearby army post was testing counter-drone technology. Local politicians say drone incursions from Mexico are commonplace. Tensions between the Trump administration and Mexico over drug cartels have run high in recent months. Also, applying for federal student aid is becoming smoother, according to new Education Department data. Officials told a Financial Aid Administrators conference this week that call center wait times have dropped, and satisfaction with the redesigned FAFSA form is up. Recent legislation limited the maximum number of questions from more than 100 to a few dozen. More than 8 million students have already submitted applications for the 2026-27 academic year, after the form's earliest ever release following several years of delays. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The release of documents surrounding sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has stirred massive media attention, but it remains unclear if prosecutions will result. The challenge is sifting facts from a frenzy of speculation and conspiracy theories. Henry Gass, Cameron Pugh, and Victoria Hoffman report for The Monitor. With a positive January jobs report following a slow 2025, Republicans may have improved their ability to retain their slim House majority. But economists, citing uncertainty, are watching inflation and job growth closely. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Women were central to the 2024 uprising that put Bangladesh back on a path to democracy. Now, with Islamist parties on the rise, and women notably absent from this week's ballots, some worry about their role in the country's future. Simon Montlake reports from Dhaka, Bangladesh, for The Monitor. The 2026 Milan-Cortina Games offer something the Winter Olympics haven't had in a while: winter sports and places steeped in the culture and history of these events. Story Hinckley reports from Bormio, Italy, for The Monitor. The Ogun River is a crucial waterway in southwestern Nigeria. The nonprofit project Conserve Ogun River believes that training adults to protect it is vital, but that teaching children will yield results for generations to come. Contributor Ogar Monday reports from Abeokuta, Nigeria, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Asia's models in fighting graft. Corruption in most countries has worsened over the past decade, according to a new survey by Transparency International. Yet last year, one region bucked the global trend, offering a few lessons in how to tap people's propensity for honesty in public life. Eight countries in Asia, from Sri Lanka to East Timor, have shown continued growth in anti-corruption progress, more than any other region. If the rest of the world wants to follow one example of this Asian effort for clean governance, it can keep an eye on a February 12th vote in Bangladesh. Voters in that South Asian nation's parliamentary elections cite corruption as their main issue, followed by inflation. They express clear expectations for leaders who demonstrate care, competence, and accountability, stated a poll by two Dhaka-based think tanks. That strong sentiment arose from the country's dramatic break with authoritarian rule in 2024, following student-led protests over issues like political patronage. And it helped Bangladesh improve slightly in the latest global index on corruption. It has also boosted the popularity of an Islamist political party in the largely Muslim country. Despite its anti-feminist leanings, the Jamaat-e Islami party is widely seen among young people as the least corrupt. About 4 in 10 voters are under 37 years of age. Support for the party, which promises to end corruption and restore judicial independence, is high in opinion polls. To ultimately protect people from the abuse of power, according to Transparency International's representative in Bangladesh, requires leaders to demonstrate their integrity through action. Two other South Asian countries, Nepal and Sri Lanka, offer a similar model. Both saw recent youth-led uprisings that fundamentally set each nation on a path of reform. Sri Lanka had a big jump last year in the global index, while Nepal faces a crucial election in March to cement its anti-corruption gains. Popular demands for clean government have helped Taiwan, India, and Malaysia make some progress on that front. In Vietnam, progress against bribery and other forms of graft is due mainly to the ruling Communist Party's desire to cling to power and ensure a flow of new foreign investment. Last year, Asia saw frustration at weak governance and limited accountability, stated Transparency International, resulting in a surge in young people taking to the streets. Most countries in the region still score low on the global index, but the few examples of limited signs of progress, as the global watchdog calls it, are based on an infinite supply of demand for principled leadership. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we pray the Lord's Prayer in humility and openness to inspiration, we find immediate help. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Tim Malone, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.